This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Americans waited Thursday to see if vote count updates from several states would make clear the winner of the U.S. presidential election, a day after wins in two battleground states put former Vice President Joe Biden within reach of victory, and President Donald Trump's campaign launched a series of legal challenges. U.S. news organizations have yet to project winners in six states: Alaska, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Projections on Wednesday put Biden as the winner in Michigan and Wisconsin, two states Trump won in the 2016 election. Biden could reach the 270 Electoral College vote threshold needed to win the election if he holds onto his leads in Arizona and Nevada. Trump, however, still has a path to victory if he can take back any of the states where Biden is leading. The president is leading in other states that have not yet been called: Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Alaska. The Trump campaign said Wednesday it will request a recount in Wisconsin, where Biden leads by about 20,000 votes, and has filed a lawsuit seeking to stop the count in Michigan, where Biden is ahead by over 35,000 votes. Hans von Spakovsky, a former member of the Federal Election Commission and now with the Conservative Heritage Foundation, says he expects legal disputes to contest the counting of ballots, the rejection of absentee ballots, the extension of time for absentee ballots as well. New confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. have climbed to an all-time high of more than 86,000 per day on average, and a glimpse of the worsening crisis that lies ahead for the winner of the presidential election. Cases and hospitalizations are setting records all around the country just as the holidays and winters approach, demonstrating the challenge that either President Donald Trump or former Vice President Joe Biden will face in the coming months. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police unveiled a dedicated hotline on Thursday for residents to report national security threats, sparking criticism that the measure will deepen swirling distrust in the already polarized city. China imposed a sweeping new national security law in June after last year's huge and often violent pro-democracy protests in the financial hub. Despite assurances that the law would only target a tiny minority, its wording has outlawed a host of peaceful political views and helped to stamp out mass dissent in the financial hub. The hotline allows residents to send national security intelligence via text message, email, and the Chinese messaging app WeChat. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen and four of his cabinet members are in quarantine after meeting with a visiting envoy who later tested positive for the coronavirus. The Cambodian Health Ministry says all the tests so far were negative on Hun Sen and the other Cambodian officials, but their quarantine was a precaution. China has imposed fresh travel bans on non-Chinese arrivals from Britain and Belgium as it guards against a resurgence of the coronavirus by refusing entry to people from two of Europe's worst-hit nations. COVID-19 first emerged in central China late last year, but Beijing has largely brought its own outbreak under control through tight travel restrictions and stringent health measures for anyone entering the country. In March, as the virus ripped across the world, China shut its borders to all foreign nationals. It gradually eased those restrictions to allow those stranded overseas to return with special permission from its embassies, negative COVID-19 tests, and a two-week quarantine on arrival. The death toll in last week's Aegean Sea earthquake has risen to 116 as rescuers in the Turkish city of Izmir completed their searches of the final collapsed buildings. All but two of the victims were killed in Izmir, which is Turkey's third largest city. Two teenagers died on the Greek island of Samos, which lies south of the epicenter of Friday's earthquake. According to Turkish rescuers, operations had been completed at all 17 buildings that fell in Izmir. Of the 1,035 people injured in the quake, 137 remained hospitalized. Turkey's president has pledged not to give up until the final person is recovered. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.